Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. He is risen, and I do want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 18th of April of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is great to be with you on this day after the Resurrection Sunday. And pray you got to be at your local church. Yesterday, I did. And it was real good to be there. And you think about 2 years ago on Easter Sunday, many churches, most every church in America, was not having church inside of their four walls. In fact, at a certain church in Kentucky, there were literally nails placed in a parking lot trying to keep cars from going into the church parking lot. Wow. To think that that could happen in America. Folks, the plan was to keep it locked down permanently. You realize that was the ultimate plan, Shelley, right?
Yeah.
That if anything opened again, it certainly wouldn't be the church. But thank God didn't happen yet. And you know something? Jesus was the first one to prove that lockdowns don't work. Because here you say, well, Miracle Man, how did Jesus prove that lockdowns don't work? Well, there was security around his tomb. All around his tomb. They were posting a guard so that no one would take his body. So they had all these different guards, the best guards you could have, you know, very tight security. Like they probably had some of the best security you could ask for. But the truth is, he got up. Thank you, Jesus. He got up from that tomb. On that third day. And he was the first one to prove that lockdowns wouldn't work because he wasn't locked in the tomb. But in fact, Dr. Brown at the river, he actually titled his message yesterday morning, "Lockdowns Don't Work." And that's what he was referring to. Because the tomb didn't stay locked. I mean, it did, but he got out of it. He rose from that grave. And I'm so glad for that he did that. That he died on the cross for us. 3 days later, rose from the grave. He paid a price for us that we could not pay. We owed a debt that we could not pay. But he paid the ultimate price for us. And I am honestly so thankful to come on, Jesus, for that. Yes, I am. And it's been awesome. So, that other night, the last show, pardon the noise, if you noticed the noise early on, that was because I was at Michigan's biggest outlet mall. To start with, Great Lakes Crossing Outlets, which is in fact the largest outlet mall in the state of Michigan, with over 160 restaurants and shops combined under one roof. Sorry about that. Just drinking some water. That's the only reason why you might have noticed that I had taken a brief pause. If you wouldn't mind keeping my mom in your prayers, she is going to Honduras. Starting with tomorrow for 9 days to minister to some people with one of our missionaries. And I know it's going to be great. I already know that. We talked about it. Me and my mother talked about it last night. So if you could please keep her in your prayers, I would greatly appreciate that. Yes, I would. Because we know the prayers of the saints availeth much. And that's not just a little slogan that I have come up with or anything like that. It's the truth. And so you can just keep her in your prayers. Sorry about that. I was just checking my clock real, real quick, like. I do apologize for the raspy voice. I'm dealing with a little bit of a sore throat. Don't know where I got it from. Someone I know might have had a cold or whatever, but in Jesus' name, heal to the Lord. And I thank God for the healing balm of Gilead. And we know that healing is one of the things that Jesus died for when he died on the cross for us. He died so that we could be healed. And I thank the Lord Jesus for that. And whatever you believe in God for in your life, he will do it for you. Whatever it is that you would ask in his name, believing, you shall receive. And But I love the Lord with all my heart. I really do. And there's no better way to live than to be a Christian. Why would anyone want to be anything else? I don't know. I haven't necessarily figured it out. Nor have I tried to figure it out. But I just know that. People will try. People try to figure it out. But what I know is some trust in horses. Other people trust in chariots. But I put my trust in the Lord my God. How he's due. And I know and so thank God for that. And that's not based on that weather report outside. Oh, sometimes the weather forecasters are wrong. I wish they were wrong today. I wish it wasn't so cold outside. It's, by the way, I saw something from the MDOT Facebook page. I don't know if you, did you see that thing on MDOT this morning, Shelley? Where they basically fired April? They did. They fired April. They said, April, you're officially fired because of the weather. Yep, they fired April. Which I thought was, yes. Yeah, not a human named April, so it's not like, oh, there was this girl and they fired her. No, the Mother Nature April got fired for all the cold and now the snow and winter weather advisory in places. Luckily, at least up, luckily that I know of, it didn't stick to the roads much. But I have to tell you, I'm ready for it to leave. I'm ready for the warmer weather. Oh, but Saturday and Sunday. Oh, but there's a catch. It's supposed to be cloudy both days, and on the backside of it, a day in the 40s, a couple days in the 40s. Yay! Wait, that's not a yay. That's an oh, because I've had enough of these. Because I'm ready to not wear my coat again for the rest of the season. But anyhow, you know, we'll get over it. Spring. What I mean by we'll get over it is I mean the time will come that it'll warm up, especially being that my city pool this year is going to open up 2 weeks earlier than it has in the past due to my city's schools getting done 2 weeks earlier because of how early they started. And so we're going to need some warmer weather. Or they're going to have to heat that water up. But hopefully come May, we'll be over all of this chilly weather. And it'll just be, you know, 60s, 70s the rest of the way through. And then I can get my shorts on, and it can be a good deal. That's the way I see it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give my announcements, and then I'm going to get into the word of the Lord. The first thing I want to mention to you, please, is the book, Rivers of Miracles, The Story of My Life, How Gracious the Lord Has Been. He's brought me through a lot of things. I mean, everybody's going to face trials, but this is the story of my life. The spirit of death tried to take me out 4 times, but it lost. God won. No, it wasn't through suicide. It was through sickness and disease. Because when someone says, oh, the spirit of death was upon you a few times, I don't want people thinking, oh, he was suicidal at one. No. But that spirit of death was, but that thing lost, God won, and because, and how many of you know, because he lives, I live. And I thank God for that. That's one of the things Jesus came for, is to give us life, and life more abundantly. That means, like, in heaven. Because in heaven, we'll live forever. Those of us who make it to heaven, we'll live there forever. And I plan on you. I want to see you make heaven. I don't want to see you go to hell and be there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, where the worm never dies, the fire is never quenched. And you'll just keep burning forever. I don't want that for you, though. I want you to make heaven. But you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And like I said, it's the story of my life. How great God has been. The other thing I want to remind you of is sowing a seed. I want to encourage you, please. If this has been a blessing into your life, why not go sow a seed into the Miracle Man program? Praise God. Sow a seed in the Miracle Man program. It can, if it's been a blessing into your life, I'm going to trust that this has been a blessing into your life. And I want to see you blessed. And you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Now I'm going to ask you to please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So please just make a note of that if you so wish to do so. Please do that. Amen. All right. Heavenly Father, Thank you for this time in your word tonight. Thank you for all these listeners who have made the determination to tune into this program, wherever they're tuned in from, however they found this program. We're so grateful to you that they found it, and I pray that you would just impart things into them tonight about you that maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't, haven't heard these things. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. And I thank you, Master, that you just impart things into them that they may not know. Thank you for your resurrection power, for your healing power. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. Use me tonight as an oracle. May these listeners have ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, eyes to see, and may they be focused for the next little bit on your word and not be distracted by other things. Because guess what? Notifications are not anointed. There is no such thing as anointed notifications on your phone. I had to throw that in there, but now I make my confession over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word of God says I can have. And I can do what the Word of God says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of John, chapter 20. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. I'm going to begin reading with verse 1 of John 20, NIV. Very early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one that Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but they did not go in. And Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying, where she wept. When she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." I thought my phone was beeping, but nope. Me just continuing on. They told my woman, and they turned around and saw, "Woman," said, "why are you crying? I took my Lord away. Tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father." For instead, to my brothers, go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had seen these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them, and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord, he said to them. Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord, my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. That by believing, you may have life in his name. I want to look at something else too while we, this miraculous catch of fish. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I am going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we will go with you. So they went out and got into the boat that night and caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, Peter, haven't any fish? No, they answered. And he said, throw your net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he trapped his outer garment. He wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish. They were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew that it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, gave it to them, did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things, and you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and will lead you out and will lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the disciple, whom Jesus loved, was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus had answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? There. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I love this Book of John. Actually, I love all the different accounts of Jesus giving. Now there's different accounts, you know, where you get the ascension, and then you get where Jesus gives the Great Commission in Matthew and Mark. Think about in Mark 16 where Jesus says, therefore, go into all the world. He didn't say stay. There is no stay. All your word is go. All your word is go. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Not go home and pout. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. But I loved what we read about tonight where Jesus appears to his disciples through the locked door. He appears through the locked door twice. First time, Thomas was not there. Second time, Thomas was there, but he said, unless I put my hand into the exact spot where the nails were and feel the nail marks, I will not believe. And then Jesus said, he tells Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen, yet still believe. But Thomas, who had only missed one church service, one, not two, not three, not four, not seven, not ten, not 12, one. And he didn't believe until he put his hands in the side. And then he said, oh, now I believe. But he didn't believe until he did. Because he had chosen to doubt. In Luke there, near the end of Luke, he goes after them for that. Talks about how some of them were slow to believe. But later on they did believe. But they were slow to believe. You know, on that road to Emmaus. Because they were on that road to Emmaus, and Emmaus is a small town near Jerusalem, and they were, like I said, there on the road, and they had Yeah, they had been on it. Jesus was like, well, what you guys, what in fact are you guys talking about? And another thing I love about this whole story is how he is speaking to the disciples. And then he just goes up. As he's talking, up he goes. And I love tonight how he kept saying, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Jesus was saying that to those disciples. He wanted them to live in peace and to trust that it was him. Because even Mary there, Mary was looking for him. And she is talking to him like she's talking to Gardner. And she's like, where's my Lord? Well, where's my Lord? I don't know where they put him. And then she even says, Rabboni, which means teacher. And then he says, Mary. Like, basically what he's saying is, Mary, I'm here. You don't need to be afraid anymore. I'm the one. Jesus. Whom you're looking for. Because she was looking for him. And had been expecting to see him, to find him in that tomb. But when she looked in the tomb to find him, he was not there. He was not in that tomb. He had been raised from the grave. He had been arose. Or as I like to say it sometimes, he got up from the grave. Because we'll talk about getting up like in the morning, but by this got up, I mean from the grave. He got up out of the grave. And you know what? He did that for us. Not for someone else. He did it for us. And I thank the Lord that he did that for us. I really do. That we're not under that old covenant anymore. That instead we are under a blood covenant with Jesus. And by covenant, I don't mean this place over in Saginaw. That's different. By the way, listeners who might be from far away, Saginaw is a place that's about 30 minutes southeast of where I am here in Midland. But nonetheless. And then, while they were together, Peter and some of the other disciples were out fishing. And they caught a ton of fish. when they caught the fish. Even though there were so many fish, it didn't break the net. And Jesus said, come up to the fire and have breakfast. And they had bread and fish. They basically had fish sandwiches. Long John, from Long John Silver's. No, I doubt it. But maybe they were from, I don't know, Culver's. Captain D's in the southern U.S. I haven't had it yet. I need to. But some are good. But they had that food there. If I was one of them, I would have been like, Jesus, where's my blueberry pancakes? Where's my breakfast burrito? Where's my Lucky Charms? Or where's my delicious sausage breakfast sandwich? Or biscuits and gravy? You know, those different delicious, you know, thing. Where's my waffles? You know, the really fluffy waffles that you can get, whether it be from the hotel, from the waffle maker at the hotel or whatever. I don't think of it being a fish sandwich for breakfast. To me, for breakfast, that sounds not terrible, but a little bit different than what I might be thinking. But they had that together. In one of the other accounts, too, they give Jesus a piece of boiled fish, which was probably not from Long John Silver's. Because me, when I eat fish, I like a nice thick batter on it. Yes, I do. Nice, thick, tasty batter upon it. And you might be saying, so what, you're talking about fish. Did you go have some this weekend? Yeah. Went to a Long John Silver's because I wanted one of those fish and more things. They got good fish. And apparently now there's a Captain D's in the Detroit area. But at some point, I need to go try out. Because to me, that sounds yummy. Yummy, 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 yum, yum, yum. Yep, it does. It does. For those of you who say, no, it doesn't, they'd be like, oh, really? And then like, oh, really? It doesn't sound good? Huh. Because I'm like, okay, to each zone. But I'm just so grateful that Jesus would do all of this for us. Tomorrow night, I want to look at Luke's account, and then we'll move on to some other things after that. But I want to look at Luke's account with the ascension and what happened there. What on earth happened there? and we'll give that a look. Lord God, I thank you tonight for this word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are, that you died on the cross for us and then you rose from the grave. And you are risen. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that tonight. And I thank you that those who do not know you would ask you into their life right now. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.